at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a minute or so clip, and I have the transcript of Limbaugh. Went on and on and on yesterday throughout the show, talking about PrisonPlanet.com. And the huge headline at the top of his page was PrisonPlanet.com. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. Bob Chapman's our guest for another 20 minutes. I got a big news blitz coming up after that. I haven't even gotten into all the news today with the guest we had on. But right now, let's go to the phone calls. Martin, Maria, Pat, Charles, Jerry, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Martin in Spain. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Martin.
Yes, sir. A great presser. You're going to have to excuse my English. I studied when I'm a pilot right here, captain for a major airline here in Spain. And I did a study in the United States, so let me tell you, great job. And I love your country. I love the United States. Keep up with the good job, and don't give up, because you guys are, and I don't know if everybody, I'm a little bit nervous, but I don't know if you can understand that right now, for good and for bad, you are, leading the war against, leading the war against these people, I mean, against the New World Order, and if you give up, everybody will be giving up. So don't give up the good job. And let me tell you, I'm listening to the podcast, to your podcast every day, and, let me give you, tell you thank you to your crew and to you and the great job you're doing.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you a question and then see if you have a question for Bob or myself. Are you seeing a big awakening in Spain right now?
Well, right now we started on the 16th of November. We started with the campaign of the vaccination right now with the vaccines. And, people is obviously waking up. And in Spain, most of the people know that there's something wrong here, because we bought actually 32 million vaccines, okay? And we are just 44 million in Spain. The population is 44 million. And the government bought from the companies about 36 million, and they only need to vaccinate 10 million people. So the rest of the vaccines, although we actually spend the money buying them, are going to go to Africa and other places where, they don't need it, they don't want it, and they can't get it. So, basically, the people here is now starting to ask, what's going on. And actually, there was a news, news bulletin, that's how you call it, I believe.
Yes.
On our Supreme Court, there is a group of people right now suing for damages because of the, 59 families that had problems here of autism and problems with the vaccine. And the Supreme Court here in Spain actually admitted these families suing
they admitted damages.
Exactly. So these 59 families are going to be able to sue the pharmaceuticals because of the problems they have with the vaccine here in Spain. So that's
good. Good. Do you have any questions for Bob Chapman? Because this is exciting news from Spain.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask Bob, because I have a mortgage, and actually my mortgage is consists of, I buy with euros, I buy different. I have to pay every month in a different currency. So right now I'm thinking on buying with euros, dollars. So I wanted to ask him what he thinks the trend between, the trend between euros and dollars is going to be for the next year. So if it's a good
choice, I think the dollar is going to go down, but then it's also going to suck the euro later. But Bob, tell us what you think.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen, and you have to watch them all the currencies against gold, and that's the important thing. And but the euro will stay on a scale of 10, the 10 being worst. The British pound and the United States dollar are going to get slaughtered. Where does the euro stand in that? Probably around a 6 or a 7. Where does the Canadian dollar stand? Probably around a 5. The Swiss franc, probably around a 5. And so those are the gradients. And so the euro should get stronger against the dollar, and I think that will continue for at least the next couple of years.
All right. Thank you so much from Spain.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman is our guest for another 12-13 minutes. Let's go to Maria in New York. Maria, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. In the same breath, I'd like to say, Alex, congratulations and my sympathy on being enemy number one out there. I have to say the misguided agenda, the powers that be, really underestimated the ability for the people to overcome all their poisoned food and water, and that people and kids, and that's the key, our teens and our kids and our young people are awakening. And I've been aware of this stuff for years and been called crazy, and now that the hammer has fallen, people are going, what was that you were saying? Tell me again. People, we've been under attack since 1913.
Yeah, let me be clear. It isn't hype, and I know everybody sees this for themselves. It isn't. I mean, wear a Patriot T-shirt out in public and see how many people come up to you and pat you on the back or want to hang out with you or want to get involved with you in action. For years I've been saying there's an awakening because every year it gets better, but now it's just exponential. Go ahead.
So, you know, I think people are coming and saying, we want to be part of the solution. So what we're doing is we're gathering community, and I have a good bunch of people and it's getting bigger and stronger, that we're getting together and developing ways to survive and meet our everyday needs, being intra-dependent within our own little community. And Alex, we're on it. We're mobilizing. We have a plan to hold our county legislators accountable, and I don't know about other counties, but our county has home rule, and we expect these people to use it, and we want to create a bubble for a little protection for ourselves. And I have a question, though. If it does come down to it, which it's looking, you know, the writing's on the wall, it certainly may. There's little dials that can be turned in the military sector, in the medical sector, and in the economic sector, and it's not going to take much, and we're hitting martial law. I can smell it, you know, and I've been smelling it, and the odor is getting stronger. So my question to you, because I'm just a little country girl out in the backwoods, but still, that long arm is coming out, and it's ready to tap me on the shoulder, and I know it. So is there any safe place on this planet? Is there something?
All right, Maria, I hear your question. Let's ask Bob Chapman that. Bob?
We're all going to get it. And it'll be in varying degrees. The United States and Europe will probably suffer the most economically, financially, and in the event of martial law, we might get down to the road warrior level. You know, it's interesting that the second and third worlds probably won't be as affected as we are. Yes, they're going to have a hard time, but, you know, people don't realize in America that people in Asia and in Latin America, they pay cash for their homes for the most part, like 99%. So they don't have this burden that we have in the United States and Europe of having leveraged homes. So they're not going to be as in bad a shape financially as one might think they would be.
And a lot of that's because they've been scammed before repeatedly. They're totally wise. I mean, you think there's an awakening in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen, the awakening in other parts of the world is even bigger because they woke up a long time ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Pat in New Jersey. Pat, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. First, I just wanted to comment on Scott's theory that we can't win. Now, I know that David Rockefeller says that supernatural...
Hold on a minute. Sir, are you on a headset or something?
No. Is that better?
No.
Not okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, that the world isn't ready politically to accept anything other than democracy, and as long as 10 or 15% of people have a clue and start talking about it, I think that there's no way that politicians and corporations could resist that force. But I had two recent run-ins with the New World Order. One was my family has a Christmas tree business in New Jersey. We have to get a permit for every year. And when I went to apply this year, I have to get a state police background check. And they actually referred me to a private company to get fingerprinted.
Let me stop you and comment on that. First it was school teachers, then realtors, then people in banking. And now just all over the country they say, oh, you want to have any business, you've got to be fingerprinted. You're all criminals. This is Patriot Act compliance, and it's totally unconstitutional and a fraud. And a lot of times it's just bureaucracy. They're just ordering you to do this. Why are they saying you've got to be fingerprinted for a Christmas tree business?
It's a peddler's permit you have to get every year, and you have to get fingerprinted every year. Even if they have your prints on record, you have to go in and make an appointment with a private company called Sagamorpho. It's a European company that you have to go to, and they fingerprint you, and then they, you know, they own your fingerprints. And if I don't do this, you know, we can't have the lot. We're going to have some, you know, official come in and shut down our lot if we don't have the occupancy permit.
Yeah, people need to fight that. I mean, home of the free, land of the brave, thumbprinting. You know, you take your kids to the airport, body scanners record their naked bodies. This isn't freedom, Bob Chapman.
Absolutely, and to do what Alex says, after you get your permit and then start working with your congressman or your local people who are in charge of that and say, look, we shouldn't have to do this. Let's put a stop to it and work on it.
I mean, think about it. Thumbprints to sell Christmas trees, and it's just disgusting. And I know you have another story, Pat, about Big Brother?
I do. I was in Philadelphia with my dad. We were there having lunch. You know, it was raining. We're walking in business suits, and we're walking down the street, and the security guard, and we're right in front of Independence Hall, like directly in front, and the security guard starts yelling at us, telling us to get out of the street. So we step over this chain that is in front of Independence Hall, but it still seems like just the sidewalk there. And the guy runs up to us, and he says, you know, whoa, whoa, you have to go out the exit. And then, you know, I said, what exit? I'm on the sidewalk. Where am I supposed to exit? He said, sir, go out the exit. He just kept saying that. And then he says, sir, this is government property. I need you to step out the exit right now. And so I said, oh, government property, ooh. And so I'm like, all right, we'll go. And me and my dad start walking towards the exit. And then the guy grabs my shoulder, and he's like, whoa, wait a second. You wait right here. And he blocked me and my dad from walking. And he said, you know, you need to learn some respect. You need to learn to stop running your mouth. And he started physically blocking us and grabbing both of us. Pretty big guy. And, yeah, I'm like, you know, you're not my kindergarten teacher. You know, I'm allowed to talk back to you if I want. Are you a cop? I couldn't tell. He just had on a big raincoat. And he was a private security guard, a company.
All right, let me stop you. This is the nature of tyranny. CNN had a big headline. The AP reported on it. How a woman in China, a CNN reporter, was wearing a Obama as Mao. And they arrested her and said it was disrespectful of their great murdering leader. And that's what America is. Everywhere I go, you can pull a camera out 200 yards from the Washington Monument. You can be in downtown Austin. Cops walk over and say, why do you have a camera? And it's the same thing with security guards. They've been told to brutalize you and to treat you like slaves. I watch them in D.C. and New York treat families like they're scum. And this is the nature of a police state, where they give you orders, too, that you can't follow. They say, take the exit. You go, where's the exit? I said, exit! I'm about... My guys were at a city park a quarter mile from the Federal Reserve, shooting a shot of it from the horizon. The security guards, this is on YouTube in Kansas City, came to them off of their jurisdiction, put their hands on their guns, and said, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave. And they were on the sidewalk at a city park. And so there wouldn't be trouble. They left, and they got off on the power trip. Bob Chapman, I mean, this is the Soviet Union.
There's no doubt about it. It's probably more like East Germany used to be. The Stasi was probably worse than the KGB. And as it turns out, after the wall came down, you know, half the people in the country were spying for the government on the other half. And that's the next step. We'll have everybody spying on everybody. It's just like the Hitlerjunger all over again.
Hey, how did this end, though? I mean, he got to have his power, his enjoyment. I mean, how did this end? Did you learn to worship him?
No, so I said, are you a police officer? Because if you're not, you know, I'm going to keep walking. You asked me to leave, and I'm leaving. You're not going to detain me for, you know, using the wrong tone of voice with you. And he keeps blocking me, so I said, you know, show me your badge if you're a cop. Otherwise, I'm going to put my hands behind my back, I'm going to walk that way. And if you step in front of me, I'm going to, you know, you're going to get pushed. So I just did that. I just put my hands behind my back so he couldn't say I hit him, and I just walked out. And then this other guy comes up, his backup, who he called when I was standing there, another private security guard. And he says, whoa, where do you think you're going? You know, you can't talk to my guy like that. And then, you know, within seconds, these three parked, and this is on the steps of Independence Hall, so just the irony is insane. And seconds later, these three parked police come up, and they're like, you just hold it right there to me and my dad. And my dad puts his hands up just to try to explain. And the park police are like, whoa, sir, put your hands down and stand still, like, nobody move.
No, it's a religion of them training us that they are gods, we are slaves. And that happened to me in D.C. I'd be walking down a park and they'd say, hey, stop right there, security guards. And I would just say, hey, buddy, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. You go ahead and set me up, but I'm going to personally sue you, criminal. And those scumbags would back down instantly because they're cowardly, hateful, Nazi trash that hate America. Now, how did this end? This is about to end. How did it end?
So I explained it. I was like, you know, this guy is on a power trip over here. He told me to leave, and I left, and he didn't like the way I talked to him, so he stopped me. You know, they immediately started backpedaling and, you know, justifying. They said, oh, he's had a long day. He's had a lot of people
He's a scum, filth, coward with a deformed, fluoride, tiny, rotten brain who loves cancer and death and loves tyranny, and he's filth. I appreciate your call. Bob, incredible interview today. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us, my friend.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's right. We won't be here next Friday. God bless you, Bob. We're going to come back. News blitzing, the economy, the Rush Limbaugh clip, and a lot more. And to that security guard, you know you're a cowardly piece of garbage.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
I'm going to cover Rush Limbaugh plugging PrisonPlanet.com yesterday and his attack on Al Gore. I noticed he had PrisonPlanet.com at the top of his site. Then he had a Photoshop image, this image right here. Zoom in on it. I should have printed this. I think I did it at my house. For people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, they can see with the document cam right here. He took PrisonPlanet.com off of there. So I know Rush has talked about PrisonPlanet.com in a bad light before. I wonder why he plugged it and then removed it. That's interesting. The only reason we're covering this is we got Glenn Beck and all the mainstream media getting really mad when their guests bring me up on their shows. Because these guys have denied world government for so long, now they can't deny it any longer. I wanted to just for the next 4 minutes, then we're going to come back and cover the Limbaugh situation and more. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. because gold is way up there still, and Ted is about to run out of the gold he bought at the $1,050 level. That's when he bought into the market. So that $90-plus dollar savings in the market's being passed on to you, and gold's staying up there high, and so he's going to run out of this soon, and it's going to go up again. We've told you this. When it was 300 and it went up to 350, we said, hey, he's got it at the lower price. When it was 400, we said, you know, we had it at the lower price, and it's the same thing today. So here's the Midas Resources offer for this Friday, November 20th, 2009. Ted, tell us what you've got to offer the listeners today.
Yeah, of course, like I do on most Fridays, I'm going to just hold it right through the weekend. We do have the Walking Liberty halves right now at 869, and you know, relative to what? That was the same price I had when silver was down closer to $16 an ounce than $18 an ounce. We do have the franc currently at 263. The British sovereign is at 352. We have the $10 liberties at 818. We have the Lakota coin at 244. U.S. Eagles and the Maple Leafs, they're starting to run short. All of those buffaloes that we talked about yesterday, they're gone. It's been Alex, it's just a hot market. The gold market's up today. It's been as high today as $1,151. And, you know, I just need to say you need to get moving on this gold and silver thing. If you've been thinking about it and wondering what to do, I would not wait a whole lot longer. I mean, Alex, the people that took advantage of these specials that we've been doing over the last year, year and a half even, you know, they're looking at a 10, 15, even 20% profit. And I don't know how you can go wrong with that. I mean, it just really has been real strong. And right now, at this particular time, everybody knows that the United States dollar is going south and that gold and silver is going north. And I just need to tell you, if you're sitting in the bond market, you're sitting in the bank, you have annuities. I mean, there's just a whole long line of investments that you can get hurt with if you're sitting in this fiat paper currency. We are just sitting, you know, the United States government wants to bail itself out by printing money, and we do not have an equal expansion in productivity, and that means inflation. And that is going to be tough on people. It's going to be really hard on people that have very little. And for the people that have been saving all their lives, they're going to lose a lot of money real fast. And it just doesn't make sense. I mean, you can easily buy some gold and silver, set it aside, put it away for insurance purposes. And if everything goes to pot and the value of the dollar goes down, you're going to have something that's holding on to that value.
Absolutely, and folks can call Midas Resources right now at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You know, here is the headline of the London Telegraph. Social General tells clients how to prepare for potential global collapse. That's the giant French bank. And it says, Societal General has advised clients to be ready for a possible global economic collapse over the next 2 years, mapping a strategy of defense investments to avoid wealth destruction. And they talk about how gold is only going to go up, up, up later in the article. It says inflation debt away, inflating debt away may seem by some governments as a lesser of evils. If so, gold would go up, up, up as the only safe haven from fiat paper money. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to hedge your bets. And now it's not even hedging them. They are killing the dollar. They're deciding how to do it right now. It's sliding to all-time record lows. This is going to be bad for this country. This is the New World Order in spades here. But at least protect yourself in silver and gold today. These are great deals. You're not going to find deals this good. But this deal is running out. Give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237. I mean, all of our conventional wisdom for patriots is now mainline conventional wisdom. And the major gold companies are reporting they're running out of their gold stores. Governments are running out of their gold stores. The gold mines are running out of gold. This is a real gold rush going on. Get into gold today. Fabulous deal running throughout the weekend. You can call during the weekend. Brokers are there most of the time. Leave your name and number. They'll call you right back if they're out. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of this special, or you'll be paying the higher price. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he sees. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a
Rush Limbaugh.
On my blood.
Brags that Henry Kissinger and the admitted CIA agent William F. Buckley gave him his start, gave him his job, put him where he is. Roger Ailes of Fox News. He has repeatedly over the years attacked PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, saying that world government doesn't exist. There's no New World Order, no carbon tax, none of it. I don't want to fight with Rush Limbaugh. I agree with him on the Second Amendment and a lot of issues. I certainly agree with him in many areas more than I agree with Barack Obama. But it's Republican in name only. But I have to respond to Rush Limbaugh. Yesterday, off and on throughout the show, he plugged PrisonPlanet.com. The top of RushLimbaugh.com for about 7 hours yesterday was PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, we have a screen shots of that here. I want to show everybody. I've actually been doodling on this screenshot, unfortunately, but everybody can look at it here. Some of my doodles, because I didn't know he was going to remove it all. And it says Prison Planet with hurricanes at 30-year low. Gore turns to Photoshop. And then later in the day, he made it a smaller headline and had this page, this archive of his transcript with this image, but it said PrisonPlanet.com. at the top. And I didn't know that Rush would censor himself or edit himself or put it in the Orwellian memory hole. I'm sure somebody got a screenshot of it. We didn't. I just have this latest printout. He removed PrisonPlanet.com from the image that they photoshopped of our news article with Rush standing over it. In fact, give folks a close shot. Everything in this is the same, except that it had PrisonPlanet.com at the top. It had the header of our website, and he plugged PrisonPlanet.com in the transcript. That has now been removed. So this morning, I was going to come on air today and marvel at why would Rush Limbaugh, after attacking PrisonPlanet.com specifically and myself more than a dozen times over the years that I've heard. I don't listen to Rush a lot. I'm on at the same time as Rush. I haven't seen Rush Limbaugh say Ron Paul's dangerous, Ron Paul's bad, his supporters should be arrested. I haven't seen him say the bailouts are good. He was never against Ron Paul. He was against the bailouts from the beginning. I think Rush Limbaugh is a lot better than Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck said he was for the bailout and we had to do it. Later he said he never said that, even though we have the video clip. He's bad-mouthed Ron Paul. Now he says he likes him. But just a month ago called him a kook again on his radio show. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck. I don't want to fight with Glenn Beck's listeners. That's not good for my radio show. That's a lot of my audience is libertarians and conservatives that are waking up. But I have to tell the truth. When Glenn Beck comes out and flip-flops and Benedict Arnold's against the only real Americans we've got in Congress, like Ron Paul, and then acts like he's friendly later to co-opt our movement and our tea parties, it is extremely upsetting to me. Very, very upsetting. But now this whole Rush Limbaugh thing, I was like, why is Rush Limbaugh his top story for half the day, PrisonPlanet.com? You go to the article, it's my picture, my face over there, everything. Limbaugh knows who my sites. They all know. Glenn Beck, a few days ago, I got mentioned on his show on TV. He turned red in the face, looked really upset, sort of shaking his head. Why did Limbaugh do this? Well, now the media's picked up on the fact, George Soros' front group, Media Matters, they'll be the arbiter. They'll be the media watchdog group by the crook in chief, one of Obama's biggest supporters, one of the biggest frontmen for this global government. I mean, I've seen six articles last week. He's been on Lair News Hour, Bill Moyer, CNN, calling for New World Order, calling for world government. Soros came out and attacked Limbaugh for plugging me because they're afraid of my information that's real and could save this country. True constitutionalism taking over the Republican Party. They want to keep it blue blood and CIA. And they're afraid that their listeners and their supporters are going off the fake Republican Rush Limbaugh Glenn Beck reservation. But I will say Limbaugh, analyzing him, is not one-tenth as bad as Glenn Beck. That's what makes them dangerous, though, is they pose as us. They're right on so much, but only right so far so they can betray us. Now, about 10 minutes ago, I said, oh, print me the Rush Limbaugh transcript off his site. And they said, it's gone. Prison Planet's gone. The Photoshop they did of the Prison Planet website is gone. It's all gone. It's all gone. And I was getting emails saying, you're nuts. Rush Limbaugh didn't talk about prison. It's not like, ooh, he talked about it. Big deal. It's a big deal in that he would do it, but not a big deal to be on the site. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, go to Alexa.com and compare RushLimbaugh.com to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Both of my sites completely dwarf them. In fact, do that, guys. Go to Alexa.com, and at the top it says put in your URL, put in Infowars, and then beside Infowars, it says compare site, put Rush Limbaugh in, and it will let you compare the graphs. And you will see, we absolutely dwarf Rush Limbaugh. It's kind of like big newspapers that are maybe 50 times smaller than Infowars.com. They might make $100 million a year, whereas the website doesn't make a million. It's all perception that they're the big authority. They're the big. See, that's why, number one, I'm a moral person. Number two, I never sold out to any of these people. Because why? It's all an illusion. I want to be real. I want to have real change. I'm into real freedom. But to have Rush Limbaugh edit this. Hey, Aaron, come on in here. Maybe you can show him how to do it. Come on in here. Oh, look. Put that. that up on screen. We got the photoshops side by side. Rush Limbaugh censors mention of Prison Planet from his own archives. And then you can see the original Prison Planet Photoshop. You can see the new one they did. But then he also took the term prisonplanet.com out of the transcript. We're going to play the actual audio here in a minute as fair use to document this. But, Aaron, you use Alexa sometimes. If they don't know how to use it, they're going to have trouble. You just go to Alexa. It says here. It says put your URL in here. Put Infowars.com in. It'll pull up a graph of Infowars.com. Put up the max graph. Click max. And it says compare sites. And then put RushLimbaugh.com next to us and show them that graph.
Yeah, no problem. By the way, I have a screenshot from when it was the top headline yesterday.
Good. Give that to Paul. Give that to Paul. Awesome. But just go out there. And I'm not saying you guys don't know how, but Alexa's weird if you don't know how to use it. Okay, oh, so you already have it. Okay, for viewers, first put up. No, I know, but I'm saying first put this up for everybody. I want to put that up for everybody so they can see the Photoshop for everybody. Or Aaron can go do it and send you a screenshot. That's the way to do it then. But again, this is real radio. This is not scripted. We're here, radio/TV, reaching millions of people a week, and the system's scared. So I don't know how Limbaugh would know that was us, put it up, and then censor it. Maybe hires up who control it said take it off. Because they're very scared of legitimizing us. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, this story just gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting how it was up there for so long before they removed it. Now, I mean, Limbaugh attacked us and mentioned us by name in, I think it was 2007, remember when the drunk football player crashed a private plane into the New York apartment block, and we wrote a story explaining how Fox News and the neocons were exploiting it to remind people about 9/11. And then the next day, Limbaugh attacked us for that and mentioned us by name. So he knows who we are. I mean, when he ordered his webmaster to link to us right at the top of his website, he knew who we were. He knew what the website was. And then it was up there all day. And as he said, Media Matters and other liberals started picking up on it and using it to attack Limbaugh, saying he's now associated with us. And then today we look back in the archives and the date is the 19th for yesterday, and he's removed the image of Prison Planet. He's removed the article link. He's changed it to a Newsbusters link, which is essentially the same story. And he's even edited his own transcript to take out the part where he says prisonplanet.com, which is, it's proven that he said that because we've got the YouTube. So, I mean, I think he probably, him or his, the people who run his website, started getting a ton of emails yesterday afternoon from these Free Republic type neocons who really hate our guts, and any Alex Jones material is aggressively banned from Free Republic and those kind of websites. And he just probably got a lot of emails and eventually just said remove it, and it's gone. His memory holds.
But see, all Free Republic and Rush Limbaugh and people are doing by being neocons is making themselves obsolete and not even pertinent in the debate. I mean, Limbaugh and others are still saying there's no world government when it's openly being announced. All we're doing is covering what's really happening. And we don't want to be enemies with any of these people. And we understand they're part of the fake right wing, you know, that has to try to keep conservatives and libertarians on their reservation, on their plantation. But we're here to bring liberty. We're here to unlock minds. And we're here to expose the fact that our republic is falling and imploding. And I want to encourage Rush Limbaugh listeners and supporters to come find the real deal here. I mean, we're no compromise for this country and freedom and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we're not going to attack Ron Paul and stab him in the back. We're the real deal. And don't allow yourselves to be co-opted by Rush Limbaugh. But I think this is really blown up in his face. And, Paul, I appreciate you joining us. We're going to play this YouTube audio. I know you've got it linked up in the story at prisonplanet.com. It'll be up there throughout the weekend for listeners tuning in on other stations during the rebroadcast this weekend at prisonplanet.com. Thank you so much, Paul. Anything else you want to add? Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and play the audio /video. Somebody at YouTube took the audio from Rush and added video to it. And I think it's very, very informative. So here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have something. We're going to post this at rushlimbaugh.com immediately. A webmaster is waiting on it. Al Gore has a new book out. It's called Our Choice, A Plan to Solve the Climate Crisis. And this book, according to our official climatologist here, Dr. Roy Spencer, University of Alabama at Huntsville, formerly of NASA, Dr. Spencer tells me that this Gore book is a metaphor for his twisting of reality to suit his needs. He took some NASA imagery of the Earth and photoshopped the following into it. And we've got a website here with both pictures, the original snapshot of the Earth from NASA, and in the way Gore photoshopped it. And here's what's on the picture that's photoshopped. Four hurricanes that were not there. The hurricane closest to Florida is spinning in the wrong direction. The hurricane off of South America is almost on the equator, which is physically impossible for hurricanes. All of the sea ice in the Arctic Ocean is removed, but snow cover over Canada and Alaska remains. Cuba, in Gore's photoshopped picture of the Earth, Cuba doesn't exist. It is not there. Cuba is totally underwater, which would require a sea level rise of over 6,000 feet, which means Denver would be underwater as well. If Cuba is underwater, so would be Denver. Now, half of the Greenland ice sheet is gone, but it's out of the center, the thickest part, rather than around the edges where it's the thinnest. It's a joke. This man is an absolute joke. He's photoshopped a picture of the Earth, and the website where this is taking place is prisonplanet.com. That's where we have the pictures side by side from Gore's book, Our Choice.
2 kilometers or so down, in most places there are these incredibly hot rocks, because the interior of the Earth is extremely hot, several million degrees.
I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Prisonplanet.com. Prisonplanet.com. Prisonplanet.com.
And now Rush has made it an even bigger boo-boo by expunging it, and we're getting emails saying we made it all up. That's a fake Rush Limbaugh. Okay, whatever. You want to believe that? That's fine. You got to love how these neocons come up with wilder conspiracy theories than we ever could. We only cover what's really going on here. That's all we do. And we're like, oh, Rush may be waking up. Oh, good for him. Because it goes on. You can go to rushlimbaugh.com and get into his archives and listen to it all. He goes on. I'll cover this more on the Sunday show. To call George Soros and the European Union pushing this global tax a bunch of crooks. They're all a bunch of crooks. That's a quote. I'm reading it right here. Billions of euros are at stake in the negotiations. Yes, billions of euros are at stake, meaning who is going to get what from the slush funds that have been created ostensibly for cap and trade and to stop global warming. They're all a bunch of crooks. And he goes on to call them criminals. Good job, Limbaugh. Don't be ashamed of finally doing something right. They're crooks. They're not idiots that think the earth is warming and, oh, they're a bunch of environmentalist wackos. If you think Gore making $1 billion before he even launches this wacko, okay. No, they're not wackos. They're crazy like a fox. And, you know, you're all hooked up with Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch. I mean, Rupert Murdoch brags he's pushing the global warming tax. We played the Fox News Corp clips where they're admitting they're implanting messages in the media. Look at this. They went to Alexa.com, and it's like this on every internet rating service. This is one of the most respected. There is Infowars.com in blue, RushLimbaugh.com in red. We are thousands of places ahead of Limbaugh. But we're rated like number 1,000 in the U.S. He's something like number 2,000. I mean, go look it up for yourself. We dwarf RushLimbaugh.com. We don't need you to link to us, Rush Limbaugh. You understand that? You're the old fake conservative dinosaur. We are the future. I finance this whole thing with my listeners. I have no big corporations supporting me. I built all this with the support the TV studio, the films. You see Rush Limbaugh making films every couple, 6 months? You see Rush Limbaugh having the number one videos online over and over and over again? No. He had the military-industrial complex go give him 600 radio stations. He's hooked up with the CIA on record. So go ahead, Limbaugh. Keep acting like you're the real patriot and continue. But, hey, I think it's good you're starting to go further. But we're forcing him to go further. This guy, all these decades, 20 years, has been denying New World Order, denying global government. It was his job to keep you asleep while all of this was being built. And now he's trying to take on some of our political coloration to stay relevant. Okay? We're the future, Limbaugh, and you know it, and Glenn Beck knows it. And if you want to be the future, wake up and become a patriot. But you can't do that. You can just act like it enough to fool people because you're a creature of the New World Order. Thanks for the plug, Rush.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Internal White House memos, as you know, 6 months ago or so came out. They said, we're going to run against Rush Limbaugh. We're going to keep the campaign going. And because we've gone back on all our promises, we're going to just have a fake fight with Limbaugh because he scores very low with Democrats. So the Democrats go, well, I don't like Obama. He's a liar, but he's better than Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh knows he's an operative. He knows his job. He knows he is there to herd everyone into Hades. And, I mean, that's just it, period. And I'm in a really dangerous position to be real and to be reaching tens of millions of people and growing exponentially. I mean, I just showed you one of our websites. Limbo only has one. I've got more than 20. Alexa's got features. We can put all my websites in against him, and it's just like Limbaugh's this big and we're this big. I mean, it's pathetic. You go to the Shoutcast numbers. You go to the Flycast numbers. You go to the iPhone numbers. It's everybody I talk to that goes to talk radio on iPhones, they're going, you're at the top, because the Internet at least is fair today, and whatever's number one is at the top. Google searches, number one. Number one, number one, number one. And I didn't have the Fortune 500 behind me, Rush. I came clawing and scraping all the way from the bottom. And I still am a complete failure monetarily compared to you. I don't have a $400 million contract. You understand that? I make one one-hundredth, less than one one-hundredth than you. And I could care less. I want minds. I want to unlock minds. I want to change history. I want to really affect change. I want to really stop big government. I really want to get freedom and liberty and save the Second Amendment and stop the environmental geniuses that know how to steal property under the guise of the environment. I want to save my country, Rush. That's what matters. I want to be part of history on the side of the good guys. I don't even make that much money, and it's the small amount I take home, I put almost all of it back into this operation. The small amount I have is like wonderful. I couldn't imagine $400 million every 8 years. This guy's made over $1 billion, it's been reported. Over $1 billion just in the last decade. Good for you. I don't want your fake fame. I don't want your $1 billion. I want the tens of millions of people who we've woken up to, the phony Republicans and the phony Democrats and the phony Tories and the phony Labour in England and the phony Social Democrats and the phony Conservatives in Germany. I mean, we've had the number two leader in Japan. He's the deputy to the president on this show talking about 9/11 being an inside job. Number two guy in Japan. We had him on when he was number three guy in Japan. Let's get him back on. They show clips of my films in the Diet during session. I mean, we're changing the world. You won't talk about dying Corin Halliburton caught running child kidnapping rings, even when it's in the Chicago Tribune. I will. You won't talk about the real issues, Limbaugh, and that's why you're becoming obsolete. And the left-right paradigm's trying to prop you up right now, and you're a joke. You're a joke. You know, you tell the truth on Al Gore, you're coming a little bit along, but unfortunately, you're doing it just to try to keep some credibility, and I wish you'd come all the way. It's not too late, Rush. I know you're a compromised person. It's not too late to say no to the tyranny. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. Tell everybody you know about the free podcast and the listen page of InfoWars.com, and I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., with a Sunday transmission. Don't forget all the new big specials and free t-shirt deals. We've got at InfoWars.com too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.